Association of Greenwich this Wednesday. WGCH New Center time is 8:21. Coming up next Thursday at Sterling Farms in Stamford, it is the Fairfield County Bar Association golf outing to benefit Women's Mentoring Network, and we'll get both sides of the story with Lana Jiffis, Executive Director of the Women's Mentoring Network, and Amina Ahmad, Assistant Attorney for the Town of Greenwich and also with the Fairfield County Bar Association. And Lana and Amina, welcome to you both, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having us.
All right, great.
Thank you, Tony.
Lana, all right, who wants to start off and tell us kind of the nuts and bolts? Why don't you talk about the golf tournament, Amina?
Sure. So the Fairfield County Bar Foundation, actually, is sponsoring a golf outing next Thursday, June 27th, at the Sterling Farms Golf Club in Stamford. And so this is an annual event. We have the Fairfield County Bar Foundation is a charitable arm of the Fairfield County Bar Association located in Stamford. And we put on this golf event every year and essentially pick one nonprofit agency from the area to which all the proceeds from the golf tournament go. So this year, the Women's Mentoring Network has been selected by the board of the Fairfield County Bar Foundation to receive all proceeds from this golf outing.
All right, great.
So we're very excited about it and hoping, obviously, for better weather than we're expected to have this week.
Right. What made you choose the Women's Mentoring Network?
So the Bar Foundation, its mission is to support local organizations which tie in with our mission of providing access to justice to people who are underserved in the area, people who need a little bit of help, whether it's economic help or other help. And so the Women's Mentoring Network, we were very impressed with what it does with helping women in the Fairfield County area, and essentially by helping women, helping entire families. And I know Lana will talk more about what they do, but what we found in reviewing their application was that they help women with job searches, helping them with any kind of family and work and social needs that they may have. So that tied in very nicely with the Bar Foundation's mission, and we had several very deserving applicants, but we decided to go with the Women's Mentoring Network.
All right. And Lana, tell us how this will benefit the Women's Mentoring Network.
Absolutely. I mean, we're absolutely thrilled to be a beneficiary of this, of the proceeds from the golf event, and we're so appreciative of the Fairfield County Bar Foundation and all that they're doing for Women's Mentoring Network and getting the word out about this event, and we're really excited of the upcoming event. We continue to work with low-income women in the area and their families. We continue to help empower them with their economic empowerment through the workforce development and our financial literacy. We continue to work with professionals from the community who volunteer for our organization to come in and do workshops for our clients. Partnering with the community is so important to us. And we also work with the families. We still have our First Generation Achievement Program, a tutoring program, and our food pantry. So we truly do work with the entire family, and everything, you know, from the proceeds will go directly towards the programs of Women's Mentoring Network and everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Amina, were you familiar with the Women's Mentoring Network?
Not really, not till I started reviewing all the applications as a member of the Bar Foundation. And I had, as I had mentioned, there were several very deserving organizations that had applied to be part of this program. And no, I wasn't familiar with them, but when we started reviewing the application, it really resonated with the Bar Foundation's work. And the Bar Foundation gives out, in addition to having this golf outing, gives out grants every year. We've been around since 2008, and we've given out over $123,000 in grants. But our golf outing and this event is our biggest fundraiser. So we're very excited to be able to support the Women's Mentoring Network.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the golf then, and it mentions that Sterling Farms.
Yes. So it's at Sterling Farms next Thursday. It's 8 a.m. shotgun start. I'm not a golfer, but we have several golfers signed up, but we're also looking for more because, as I said, every penny that we make goes to the Women's Mentoring Network. So to join, it's $205 per person, includes golf, full day of golf and lunch. For those of you who are not golfers, like myself, you know, we encourage people to simply come and have lunch with us, and that's a very reasonable cost of $50 per person. We have all kinds of raffle prizes, tickets to the Yankees, Mets, Jets, local restaurants, including restaurants here in Greenwich. So we would encourage people who are listening in today, if you have some time next Thursday, please join us, whether you golf or simply want to come to lunch. And at the lunch, obviously, we'll have great raffle prizes. And then Women's Mentoring Network will talk mm-hmm. about their programs in further detail.
Okay. I was going to get to that in a second, Lana, but where can people go to find out more about the tournament and to sign up?
Absolutely. So they can call the Fairfield County Bar Association, and the number there is 203-327-7041, or the Fairfield County Bar Association website, which is fairfieldbar.org. So either one of those, you know, should get you to our golf tournament. And we're still looking for sponsors, golfers, and it's a great event. And as I said, it's our biggest fundraiser mm-hmm. for the foundation.
How much do you hope to raise?
Every year we've been raising anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000. Last year we had we raised $10,000 for the Children's Learning Center. Mm-hmm. And so generally that's where it comes out. If we can do better this year, we would love to.
All right, great, great. And Lana, I was going to ask, and Amina kind of mentioned it, you'll have a presence, of course, at the tournament where people can find out more, right?
Absolutely. So during the lunch, I'll be speaking, and I also expect to have a client with me who will be speaking about Women's Mentoring Network. So we're excited about that, to, you know, share everything with everyone there and tell them more about Women's Mentoring Network.
Good. And is the information about the golf tournament on your website also?
Sure. So it's at wminc.org also, mm-hmm. and on Facebook Events.
All right. Fantastic. So it's next Thursday, the 27th, 8 o'clock, Sterling Farms Golf Club in Stamford, the Fairfield County Bar Foundation Golf tournament, children's learning centers in the past. Who else? Amina?
We've had several other organizations like the Tiny Miracles Foundation in 2016, a group called Future 5 in 2017, mm-hmm. And several other local organizations. Kids in Crisis was a recipient in 2014. As you know, Kids in Crisis is right here in Greenwich.
Right.
So a lot of very good organizations, which really the Bar Foundation feels really, you know, support the local community and really ties in well with our mission. And I just want to say I'm here on behalf of the Bar Foundation, even though I have another role mm-hmm. here in Greenwich.
Right.
I just want to make clear that I'm here as a member of the board of the Fairfield County Bar Foundation.
All right. Thanks, Amina Ahmad and Lana Jiffis. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
All right. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:29. Top national, international, local headlines all coming up. First, traffic.